No, they say like you just drank too much. You had
I'm
too much power.
Go back to the raw milk. I think.
I know
it's
you're
just not
back.
Enough for me to stay
go back
away.
I know you're going to go back to the beef bourguignon.
I was going to ask for that video of me throwing up over the beef bourguignon. I thought that would be good if I ever have a production company.
I know, beef bourguignon.
We could have bourguignon productions. And then, yeah. Oh, bourguignon.
Yeah.
Did you throw up the bourguignon?
Yeah, me and him went out one night in Philly.
I never told you this?
No.
And he got fucking hammered. He got shit-faced at dinner. And he got beef bourguignon. And then we got back to my apartment and he was fucking puking. And he was like, Shine, don't follow me. I was filming him.
I asked him not to record.
He was like,
don't
record this. And I was like, I'm not.
And then he showed it to my wife. I try and say that we work hard when we're on the road. He's like, James, we're so fucked up. Look at him vomiting beef bourguignon.
But the beef bourguignon, like in between, he vomits so loud. It's like,
that is a problem that I do have. Yeah.
And then he goes, too much beef bourguignon.
I don't know how to throw up quietly. It's not an easy thing to manage.
Is vomiting accented? I never thought about that.
No, I'd make a noise.
Is vomiting accented?
So hard to be silent.
Yeah, at the very end of it, you can hear a little Australian. He's like,
it's the chunder. That's why it has a special name.
Beef bourguignon. Damn,
what would an Asian vomit be like?
Beef bourguignon.
It's got to be slightly accented.
Yes.
I found
I think at the end of a black vomit, you go, God damn. God damn.
That's great. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll take you on the podcast and let everybody know about it.
I'm not going to make fun of you.
He's walking shirtless back to the bathroom.
That's a bourguignon shuffle.
That's the bourguignon shuffle. Like, leave me alone. Stop.
You don't have to lock it.
You don't have to lock it.
It's pretty loud.
I'm sorry.
No. Get the bourguignon. It's very funny.
You got shy.
I'll leave you alone. All right. I'm done.
Come on.
But wouldn't that be a good
absolutely.
At the end of a sitcom, the credits come up, and then he goes, bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
Absolutely.
I think
that was the bourguignon coming up.
It was great. It was not the bourguignon's fault. Yeah. It's one of my favorite myths. I had the Beaujolais with the bourguignon.
What were you drinking?
I was drinking a beautiful wine.
Yeah, we have some.
I cannot
wine.
Pace myself with wine.
I'm telling you, wine used to be like fucking badass drink. Like that was like fentanyl back in the 20s.
Undiluted wine?
Wine was for real, like sailors and badasses. It was considered like if you did in like 1910 or like even like the late 1800s, if you drank wine, you were like an absolute fucking monster.
I think it went for like winos.
Yeah, they called
it. When you read like Bukowski, he's like, I'm fucking in Skid Row with all the winos.
Exactly.
You guys are just drinking wine?
Dude, Franzia hit the block in like 1890 and dudes are like completely.
Franzia made it to me. Yeah. You fucking get a box of that shit. Yeah.
Do you know about the cocaine wine that the Pope was on?
What?
They would, back when like Coca-Cola and people were mixing cocaine their products, there was a special cocaine wine. And the Vatican ordered like thousands of bottles of this wine and the Pope was just loving it.
Have you seen the Pope right now?
He's not doing well.
He looked like shit.
Yes. We might have a conclave at some
Pope
point.
John Paul?
No.
Frankie.
Francis. He looked.
Pope Francis.
Yeah.
He had like bronchitis, they said, so he couldn't even talk. He was just up there like.
He's been unwell for a while. He's not stepping down.
His head, his fucking neck fat is. I mean, I'm not one to judge on that category, but goddamn.
Yeah, he'd be getting the body.
He had he's like.
His neck fat is like.
Like the dude from Mad Max. He's just
it's truly impressive.
Let me see this.
I think he only had one lung to begin with.
He has double pneumonia. Like
he's
in both,
both lungs.
We must pray for the Pope.
I'm not making fun of him, but they did him dirty with this.
Damn, I didn't realize the Pope was that fucked up.
Washington Post was doing him dirty on this.
Dude.
I mean, the sleepy.
Yeah, they don't got to do that to him.
Yeah, that's your grandpa at the end.
I mean, again, I'm not going to rush this Pope, but we do need a new Pope.
It's time.
I'm ready for cool young American Pope. The young Pope activated me when I watched it. Like, that's what the church needs.
When did we elect Francis? Wasn't it?
Oh, like ages ago. It was like 10 years ago.
He was the first guy to come out. He was 10 years ago.
It's a hard job.
He was looking all right.
It was, yeah, he was decent.
This is,
he had a bit of a twinkle in his eye. Double pneumonia, cocaine, wine.
Beef bourguignon. He's got the bourguignon going.
That would be a cool life, and like the absolute utter, like the top hierarchy of the church would be probably sick as hell.
Have you seen the new Conclave movie?
No, is it any good?
It's not as good as The Young Pope. That's all I could think. Yeah. But it is, they, it's great until the last 10 minutes when you find out, spoiler, that the guy they've just elected is intersex Pope with a womb. And then it's like, it's written by a Church of England guy, so they're all just like very sensitive. Like, wouldn't that be interesting? What is a man? And you go, this was a great drama about one of the candidates had a secret family. He was black and homophobic, and people were like, you only like him because he's black. And they're all having it's great. There's like arguments and what's the future of the church? And then just at the end, there's a terrorist attack and people go, let's get the trans woman or the intersex person. It's a problematic. But Ralph Fiennes is great. And Stanley Tucci. Everything Stanley Tucci is
wonderful.
Wait, so
they have like a serious like religious drama that ends with a trans pope?
Yeah. Intersex pope.
Oh, shit.
You mean like a natural one? Like a natural
Yeah,
trans?
Like it's a little Mexican guy who's like, I found out that I had a uterus.
And they're killing the Mexicans with this trans shit.
What?
They got this and fucking...
Have they got another big trans
There's
person?
A big Mexican trans movie.
Really?
Amelia... It's like they're getting all the Oscars. Amelia Perez. I watched it.
How was it?
It's fucking terrible. It's one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen.
It's about a Mexican trans?
It's about a cartel leader that transitions.
Nice. After
they quit the cartel and the way they're hiding is transitioning.
Okay.
But instantly the character becomes like a sympathetic character.
Oh, I thought you
It's like, yeah, they were just beheading everyone. And it's like, oh, they're trans. They're like, oh, I love them.
So they want,
and it's a fucking musical. With not really good singing.
It sounds great. As a description, if someone said this is my cartel trans musical, sounds...
Yeah, that's why I
watched
it.
It's a cool idea. It's a cool premise.
Yeah.
Cartel boss becomes Queen of the South, basically.
Yeah.
Becomes a trans...
And then comes back. They think the family thing... Then he misses Doubtfire's the family.
Nice.
It truly does. He comes back to his family and he's like, it's me.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Which it was clearly him.
Are you sure you weren't watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No. We had that conversation. For real. While we were watching it was like, damn, this is what it must have been like. Where like a little girl is holding, or he's holding a little girl as a woman now.
Yeah.
And the little girl's like, I just miss my dad so much. I miss the way he smelled. I loved him. And the Mrs. Doubtfire's like,